This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. So as you may have heard, the CEO of Wells Fargo will be in front of the Senate Banking Committee today. What's expected is contrition after it was shown that Wells Fargo employees opened more than 2 million accounts and credit cards in people's names without the customer's permission. Employees were under pressure to sell multiple accounts to customers. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace talked to someone who's seen both sides of this.
Jim Griebel of Valley Springs, South Dakota, says a long time ago, his daughter had an entry-level teller position at Wells Fargo. He remembers a lot of competition and shaming pressure to get people to open more accounts.
And one of the biggest problems was angry customers because they were getting badgered time and time again to sign up for these cards.
She quit and moved on, and then more recently he became a Wells Fargo customer with multiple accounts. And then something strange happened.
And about 2 years ago, we got a call from a Wells Fargo employee.
The employee called their house and told his wife that they needed to attach a debit card to several deposit accounts they had, that there was suddenly no choice.
She agreed to accept the debit cards.
But he didn't want debit cards, so he called a manager and learned that had been a lie. There was no requirement to get a debit card.
I don't know if illegal is the right choice of words, but certainly unethical.
Wells Fargo has fired 5,300 people related to the false accounts and will pay a fine to federal regulators. New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez is part of a group asking the company whether it will also take back bonuses from senior employees who may have been rewarded for this sales strategy.
That cannot happen unless leadership allows it to happen.
Wells Fargo declined comment for this story, but it has just announced that it will do away with individual sales goals. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.